Welcome back to Legends and Mythologies, where we journey into the myths that have shaped human imagination for thousands of years. In today's episode, we turn to ancient Greece, a culture overflowing with stories of gods, heroes, and mortals, each tale woven with lessons about ambition, fate, and the human spirit. Our story is one of flight, freedom, and ultimately, a tragic fall, the myth of Icarus. The Prison of Daedalus and Icarus. Our story begins with Daedalus, a master craftsman, inventor, and architect whose brilliance was known across the ancient world. It was he who designed the infamous labyrinth on the island of Crete, a twisting, turning maze built to imprison the monstrous Minotaur. But after the Minotaur was slain, King Minos of Crete grew wary of Daedalus. He feared that Daedalus might reveal the secrets of the labyrinth to others. And so, Minos imprisoned both Daedalus and his young son, Icarus, in a tower, surrounded by the sea. There were no doors to escape, no ships to flee with, and guards watched closely. Yet Daedalus was a man of invention, and no prison could hold his genius for long. Looking at the sea and the sky, he realized. The king may control the land and sea, but not the air. The invention of wings. With patient hands and careful thought, Daedalus crafted a daring plan. He gathered feathers from birds that flew by the tower, binding them together with string and soft wax. Feather by feather, he built two pairs of wings, one for himself, and one for his son. When the wings were ready, Daedalus warned Icarus. These wings will carry us to freedom, but remember my words. Fly too low, and the sea's dampness will weigh down the feathers. Fly too high, and the sun's heat will melt the wax. Follow my path, and we will be safe. Icarus, wide-eyed with excitement, nodded eagerly. The idea of flying thrilled him. The thought of leaving the prison behind and soaring like the birds filled his young heart with joy. The flight. On the day of escape, Daedalus fastened the wings onto their arms and shoulders. He showed Icarus how to move his arms, how to ride the currents of air. And then, with a leap of faith, Daedalus soared into the sky, his invention carrying him higher than any mortal had ever dreamed. Icarus followed, laughing with delight as the wind rushed past his face. Together, father and son flew above the waves, past the prison walls, and into the open freedom of the sky. It must have felt like a miracle, two mortals mastering what only the gods and birds could do. Villages below pointed upward in awe, fishermen laid down their nets, and shepherds paused on the hills to marvel at the sight of men flying. For a moment, Daedalus thought the impossible had truly been conquered. The fall of Icarus. But then, Icarus began to soar higher. The thrill of flight overcame him, and he forgot his father's warnings. Higher and higher he went, stretching his arms toward the blazing sun. Daedalus cried out, his voice lost to the wind. Icarus! Stay close to me! Do not fly so high! But ambition, pride, and the joy of freedom filled Icarus's heart. He believed himself untouchable, perhaps even godlike. And then, the inevitable happened. The sun's heat softened the wax that held the feathers together. One by one, the feathers loosened and drifted away. Icarus flapped desperately, but his wings could no longer carry him. With a cry, he fell. Down, down, down into the vast blue sea. His body struck the water, and the waves swallowed him. That place would forever be known as the Icarian Sea, and an island nearby was named Icaria, in his memory. The grief of Daedalus. Daedalus, heartbroken, circled the skies searching for his son. But there was no saving him. He buried Icarus on a nearby shore, weeping for the boy whose joy and ambition had soared too high. Daedalus escaped Crete, but he would carry the grief of that day with him for the rest of his life. The symbolism of Icarus. The myth of Icarus has endured not only because it is a dramatic tale, but because it touches on something deeply human. Icarus represents the spirit of ambition, the desire to break free from limits, to test the boundaries of what is possible. Who among us has not dreamed of flying higher, faster, or further than anyone before? His courage and daring inspire us even today. But Icarus also represents hubris, excessive pride, and recklessness in the face of warnings. The Greeks often told stories like this to remind listeners that ignoring wisdom, or challenging the natural order, could lead to tragedy. This duality is what makes the myth so powerful. It is both a cautionary tale about the dangers of arrogance, and an inspiring reminder of humanity's relentless drive to reach for the sky. Thank you for joining this journey into legends and mythologies. In our next episode, we'll travel once more into the world of ancient stories to uncover lessons that continue to echo across time.